USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine intensifies as they launch missiles into residential areas and kill civilians. President Joe Biden saying there's no doubt in his mind Russian President Vladimir Putin must be held accountable for those civilian deaths.
I think he is a war criminal.
The Senate unanimously agreed to pass a resolution condemning President Putin as a war criminal. The White House is confident the Fed Reserve has the tools to tame rising inflation.
It is appropriate and necessary for the Federal Reserve to recalibrate their support to maintain stable prices.
The Fed has raised interest rates by a quarter point. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the economy is doing well, despite the fact that everything from beef to olive oil has seen double-digit price increases at the grocery store. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with, did a really good job, and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they will do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The price of oil is not the only thing that went up after a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Farmers and agriculture experts say Russia's invasion of Ukraine could force some livestock farmers in the Midwest United States to pay double for animal feed, resulting in higher prices at the store. Commodity prices for corn, that's the food for steers, pigs, chickens, and turkeys, have been on the rise before the war began about 3 weeks ago. The price of corn hit $7.50 per bushel shortly after the war began last month, the highest it's been in nearly a decade, and about $3 per bushel higher than it was last year.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. Afghan nationals already in the United States will be able to stay here for a longer period of time. The Department of Homeland Security saying temporarily protected status is being granted to the nation for 18 months. However, the designation only applies to folks who were here as of this Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The United States is pausing imports of a Chinese sports brand. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
The United States Customs Agency says it's holding imported goods from Chinese sports brand Li Ning after an investigation indicated they were made by North Korean labor. U.S. law prohibits imports of goods made in North Korea or by North Korean citizens without proof they weren't made by forced labor, according to a notice by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. The goods will be forfeitive if Li Ning can't provide clear and convincing evidence within 30 days that it wasn't made by convict, forced, or indentured labor.
Nine people lost their lives Tuesday night in a devastating collision in West Texas. For reasons unknown, a pickup truck crossed the center divider and struck a passenger van carrying University of Southwest men's and women's golf teams. Two more students were critically injured and airlifted to the hospital.
This was a head-on crash. One of the vehicles involved belonged to the University of the Southwest. It was transporting the men's and women's golf team from a golf tournament here in the West Texas area.
Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Stephen Blanco. The American Gaming Association expecting 45 million adults to lay down bets during the NCAA tournament, and over $3 billion could be wagered on the NCAA men's basketball tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.